Indiana's first First Lady, on this moment of Indiana history. In November 1795, at the age of 20, and in the face of her father's disapproval, Anna Sims married a young Army officer from Virginia. Anna's father, John Cleve Sims, was a Continental Army veteran and delegate to the Continental Congress, former Chief Justice of the New Jersey Supreme Court, and Judge of the Northwest Territory. With a grant of 1 million acres of land on the new frontier, Sims was a powerful and wealthy man. Although he had intended a better match for his daughter, Anna fell in love with the Virginian, who had been fighting against the Native Americans. In time, Anna's husband, William Henry Harrison, transitioned from a military career to one of public service, eventually becoming the first governor of the Indiana Territory. In turn, the growing family left their log cabin in North Bend, Ohio, for the town of Vincennes, where they built an imposing brick mansion they named Grouseland. For more than a decade, Anna Harrison, who was devoutly religious, lived on the Indiana frontier, raising 8 children and hosting visitors to the territorial capital. The War of 1812 brought turmoil to Vincennes, and Governor Harrison sent his family back to Ohio, where Anna gave birth to 3 more children. Throughout her husband's stints as congressman and ambassador to Colombia, Anna remained in Ohio. A month after Harrison's inauguration as President of the United States, Anna was preparing to join him in Washington, D.C., when she received the news of his death. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.